Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Astro Energy Astrology Show on Blog Talk Radio with me, astrologer Shelley Overton. Each week, we go over the planetary positions, discuss astrology, and take callers' questions. If you would like to call in and get a reading, you can call 347-994-3365. Call in early as the lines fill up. Welcome to the April 8th, 2020 edition of the Astro Energy Astrology Show. My name is Shelley Overton. I'm an astrologer in Orlando, Florida. It's good to be here with you and talk astrology. We've got a lot. And I have to apologize if I cut out here and there. It's because I'm a little congested. So hang on one second. Okay, so I'm going to go over what's going on. I'm just going to go straight into it today because we have limited time and I want to get to some calls. So today we've got moon at, where the heck is the moon? There it is, way down there. Moon at 26 degrees Libra. The moon was just directly opposite the sun last night about 10 o'clock, and we had a full moon in Libra and sun in Aries. So that energy is the self, the identity, the ego, opposite family and home and balance and being able to cooperate with family members. Sorry about that. Anyway, so this full moon was a culmination of energy around relationships, love, interest in social connections and balance. So it means that we can wrap up stories around that or feel more inclined to want the balance while the ego might want more of its own agenda. So having a sun in Aries, it can be about sales. I mean, I'm just doing the list, but you know, I tell you, when I read people, it's much easier to give you nuances of a sign, but maybe that just comes from doing it for so long. I tend to encapsulate, but Aries is the sign of newness. It's anything coming into your world that is fresh and different and new, and it relates to little kids being born. If you think of how the zodiac set up, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, so it is initiating energy. It is a cardinal sign, so we have that energy in our world right now with the sun. Wherever the sun is in the sky, you know, if you know where it's at, that's the Aries segment of the sky, and so it incites us to initiate things. And given that we're all somewhat contained right now, we are getting a little restless. That's definitely going to trigger our restlessness, along with Mars, which rules Aries, in Aquarius. And Mars is just a bit past Saturn in Aquarius, which means now he's out there kind of doing his own thing, not really too concerned about responsibilities per se, more about it's about me. Again, Aries is ruled by Mars, and so Mars and Aries have synonymous attributes, and Mars is out there wanting to initiate, wanting to go find new things. In Aquarius right now, it's really great because it rules science, so that means that scientists are definitely off to the races, all focused on one thing, and that is a solution to this virus that's going around. So we are in a really strong time astrologically for finding solutions. Saturn in Aquarius at 1 degree wants to create the structure out of science. So Mars and Saturn, it's career, life purpose, and drive. And we are all feeling this energy around wanting to be in our own space. And, you know, that doesn't really help when you're confined in the space, which Saturn will do. It will confine us. I'm just kind of racing through what's going on now because we have a lot to talk about for the mid-May aspects, which are coming up. And Uranus in Taurus. So the interesting thing right now for me was when Saturn went into Aquarius, Uranus, his ruling planet, is now square. And that also means that Mars is square to Uranus. So this is going to continue for a while of having this strong contentious energy between a planet and its own sign that is being triggered by other planets. And they're very strong planets. So Saturn wants to pull back, wants to get us to focus on whatever energy it's in. In Aquarius, it wants us to focus on quantum thinking, on what possibilities are, what is out there in the universe. I mean, it really triggers us to think larger than life, to think spatially, to think quantum, which is in and out of three-dimensional reality. It wants us to think beyond the A plus B equals C. And so given what's going on in the world right now with health and everything, and I honestly am purposely trying not to say what this is. I'm so saturated with the virus. I just can't even, you know, like every single story in the news, and I read the news every day, every single story is about it. So yes, we want to address it. Yes, people want to know about it, and I will briefly in this podcast, but for the solution, which is what I want to focus on, the solution is really super powered right now with Saturn and Mars in Aquarius because they really want to find the solution. They want to find the containment. And people are being incited to really go all out and get a solution with this. So I do have faith that something will come about. When will it come about? Might not come about until Mars goes into Pisces or even Aries. Right now, Mars is in Aquarius, so it's thinking, it's seeking, it wants to find out multiple solutions, and there may be multiple solutions for this. I personally believe that there will be, and that there are, actually, because there are multiple ways of looking at how it's integrating into our world. It changes form. It creates difficulty in day-to-day life for us. It creates pods and small groups of people who can focus more intensely on what they're trying to do in their own worlds. I mean, it just has so many nuances of how it affects us all day-to-day that absolutely I see a possibility of multiple solutions. And I personally believe in enhancing the immune system. And that includes taking vitamin C multiple times a day. And the reason for that is just because it doesn't stick in your body for very long. So you want to keep doing it throughout the day. And then we'll have vaccines. And, you know, Aquarius science, that's a vaccine energy. Mercury is also an energy that seeks out vaccine or solutions from an intellectual capacity. So Mercury right now is in Pisces. It is expanding the liquids and fluids. It's expanding our connection to the ethereal because Pisces is a water energy. It connects us through emotions, through water. And he will be going into Aries very soon, within 4 days. And when he goes in, he will be in Aries, which is a fire sign. So that will be fevers for those of you who are kind of assigning attributes of this virus to how it plays out. There will be the awareness of fever as more of a symptom. Right now it's liquid, so that can be phlegm, congestion, sneezing, blood, having something make you feel run down because Pisces is an energy that keeps us sleepy. So look for all of those symptoms and attributes. Mercury goes into Aries at 9:48 on Friday, and that's Pacific, and goes in on the 11th, Saturday, at 12:48 a.m. Let me see if there's anything else real quick this week that I want to touch on before I go on to our May information. Let's see. Moon enters Scorpio today at 4:17 p.m. Honestly, look for that to kind of bring us down into our emotions really strongly. It may mean that we are connected into the collective more and we are much more empathic to other people's plights. Currently in Libra, not that we're not connected to other people. We're connected in a mental capacity in a way that we can show sympathy because we want everyone to be at peace and connected to the whole. But Scorpio will take on emotionally whatever the emotions of the time are. So it can be really strenuous for us being cooped up, that our moods are going to get away from us. And honestly, water signs do better when they're isolated. So if you're feeling, well, I shouldn't say that. Water signs do connect to other people and want to connect to other people emotionally, but when they are in their negative dark side, it's best if they isolate and really dig deep within themselves. Definitely Scorpio wants to connect to other people and get validated in the emotions. So there's a really strong drive and nature of Scorpio that wants to merge with other people. So probably out of the three signs, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, Scorpio is least likely to isolate. And if they do, they want to be with someone else. But really for the next few days with Moon in Scorpio, I would say conversation is really a helpful key. Talk over FaceTime, talk over the phone. Keep in contact somehow that you can share your emotions about how hard it's been or what's going on. It's going to be a stronger time for potential depression, like morbid depression. So yeah, until Moon enters Sagittarius, let me see when that is. Hang on a second. Moon enters Sagittarius at 4:35 on Friday. So, yeah, keep an eye on people who are more prone to depression in your life and just be there for them. Talk to them. Let them know that you're there. That's the biggest key in the next few days. So let's jump ahead in time because I mentioned this last week and I have been writing my blog. It's a very long blog. So, it's a matter of trying to find time to really finish it up today, which I intend to. That's my goal, is to get it up today. And if you haven't stopped by my website, please do. I put a lot of thought and design into it, and I'm very happy with how it turned out. So, yeah, check in with that. Okay, so May, I'm going to jump back really quickly. I'm sorry, I'm going to jump back a bit. I've talked before about how I really associate Mercury and Mercury's retrograde in Pisces with a connection to coronavirus. And I keep researching it in the timeline. From what I understand, close to the first of the year was the first time that they really noticed something was going on with this virus in China. And that by the beginning of February is when I think in America we really started paying more attention to what was going on. So February 5th, I believe, is when Mercury went retrograde. But even as early as the beginning of January, this virus was starting in China. And then, of course, we know that we had the constellation of Capricorn energy, or not constellation, excuse me, stellium, of Pluto, Saturn, Mercury and the Sun all at 22 Capricorn on the 12th and 13th of January, which absolutely I associate with this the connection to this virus. But it really started expressing out around the world when Mercury went retrograde in Pisces. So definitely there's a connection of both energies, of both events to this virus. So the fact that Mercury in Pisces is connected to its spread in my mind. It is now only 4 days away from going into Aries. The thing that is going to be more of a concern for me with the virus coming back, which they keep saying that viruses like this have two waves and potentially even more, but for sure two waves, which is when Mars goes into Pisces, and that's mid-May. So Mars goes into Pisces on the 14th of May. And so the reason I even bring up the middle of May is because I noticed when I went to check on that event that I had already put a number of different connections and events throughout this whole timeline. So I'm going to start with May 7th. May 7th is a full moon in Scorpio. Definitely the next couple days, definitely look at what's going on with the virus in a couple days, because the full moon in Scorpio in May will also have a strong connection to this. It is a moon of death and rebirth. It is a moon of things that are hidden. There can be more information coming out about what's going on with the virus in ways that we may not have known. It is a connection to joint finances and financial markets on some level. It's about other people's money, and it's about how we value ourselves and others. And so we're going to really have a strong connection next full moon, again, May 7th, and I'll tell you when that is. It's 6:45 a.m. and 3:45 Pacific, and the sun will be in Taurus. So the Taurus rules the body, and it rules the physicality of it, and it can rule, along with the earth signs, it can rule the physical body and its health. So given that the sun will be in Taurus, definitely there's a connection to what's going on in our bodies, and a culmination, a fullness with the moon means that there is a denouement. I'm trying to think of the word. It's the best thing. It's the peak. It's a peak energy of what we feel about values, and we will see what's going on in society with that full moon and how the collective expresses the sense of value of the human body and our experience here on Earth. Monday the 11th, Saturn turns retrograde. So Saturn in Capricorn, it will be, let me see if I can see what that degree is. Okay, hang on, I'm just looking it up for you. Okay, Saturn turns retrograde at 1 degree and 57 minutes, is that right, May? Oh, of Aquarius. Okay, yeah. So he hasn't really gotten very far in Aquarius yet. He's just taking his time. And, of course, 2 weeks before, so the beginning of May, look for this subtle shift starting to happen in society where Saturn moving into Aquarius has us much more aware of how we are restricted and the desire for freedom, which I think we can all agree we've felt. And then as he goes station or slows down to station and then goes direct, or excuse me, retrograde, we're going to feel this pulling back or easing of energy. So I definitely think that the beginning of May, we are going to feel a certain amount of feeling like it's not as bad, that the restriction isn't as much resonating to a restriction of freedom, and that maybe we're going to feel like there is, quote unquote, a light at the end of the tunnel, because Saturn is going back towards Capricorn, which means that he's going to be aiming towards having structure, having sense, making sense of everything, making everything logical and reasonable, and we've got a handle on it, we've got a grip on it. So as Saturn does move retrograde towards Capricorn, that's what we'll be feeling. But we'll also be feeling this review of how we handled it. So there's going to be the adjustment period during the retrograde. The initiating energy is when Saturn was at last degrees of Capricorn and went into Aquarius, so the last few months. When he goes backwards, he's going to be wanting to review and see what was right and what was wrong. And, of course, because he's going to be going back into Capricorn, let me just see when that is. It'll be a little bit of a while. It'll be July 1st. So he's still got about 2.5 months of retrograde, excuse me, 1.5 months of retrograde before he gets back to Capricorn. And once he gets back to Capricorn, he will absolutely, going to tell you, take people to task for how it was handled. During that month and a half, we may ease up on restrictions, but we have Mars going into Pisces, so that will be more of an aggressive energy around fluids and liquids and the collective consciousness and endings. So what I see just between those two events alone is going to be an easing of restriction with an increase of potential aggression of the virus. And then, boy, I sound like Debbie Downer today, don't I? I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I just want to tell you like it is what I see. So, and then Mercury enters Gemini, which is also a significant event for this week, because Mercury in Gemini at 5:58 p.m. Eastern on the Monday the 11th is going to be about, it can be accidents, it can be how we think of things, and being that it's going to be squaring Pisces energy, and it will also square, I just had my blip there, Virgo energy, and it rules Virgo, which is the health of things. It's going to be a difficult energy around awareness, around thoughts, and how we express our ideology. So it's communication of what we've learned. It's expression of multiple ideas, but it's at odds with what's going on. So that tells me that the education process of this virus is going to be somewhat thwarted, that we are going to be emotional about it, and we may not be able to hear the solution and what's being said. So having Mercury enter Gemini wants to tell what it knows, what it understands. It wants to express ideas. But we're going to have Mars approaching Pisces. So the very next day on the 12th, Mars goes into Pisces at 9:17, directly squaring Mercury. And so the actions taken are going to be either based on spiritual connection and intuition, or they will be, how do I put this? We will have an idealized view of things and not want to follow through with the pragmatic side of things, which Mercury and Gemini will want to show. So it's kind of a double-edged sword here, but it is a very significant shift there. And this is the thing about the middle of May. Everything's shifting. It's either going retrograde or it's going into a new sign. So Saturn retrograde on Monday, Mercury into Gemini on Monday. Tuesday, Venus goes retrograde. Venus retrogrades at 11:45 p.m. Pacific on the 12th, and then overnight, the 13th at 12:17 a.m. in Eastern time zone. I take it back. What the heck? I'm looking at my ephemeris, and there it is, way at the bottom of the list, 2:45 a.m., excuse me. That's really strange. I'm sorry, they show me the last one on the last position on the 12th, but also the last position on the 13th, and it should be the first position on the 13th. That's really strange. Anyway, it's what happens when you've got a lot of Aquarius in your chart. You look at multiple things at once. Okay, anyway, Mars going into Pisces, Venus turning retrograde, and Venus at that time, let's see where she is. She's in Gemini also. So there's going to be a really strong educational, communicational aspect to what's going on. And then they're going to be squaring the Pisces energy and the Virgo energy. If you're a Virgo, you're going to feel this. And, of course, because Sagittarius is opposite Gemini, the Sagittarians will feel this energy really strongly as well. It means that we're going to have conflicts, okay, when we have squares in the sky of signs, and also when we have a shift of signs or a retrograde of a planet, then we're going to have upheaval or a change of energy, a shift. So this is why I'm really focused on this week in particular, because it's just so much. The moon enters Aquarius on Tuesday, May 12th at 11:39 a.m. Moon in Aquarius, again, will be joining with Saturn. Saturn will be retrograde at that time. Actually, let me double check that. Saturn should still be, yeah, it's still in Aquarius. So it will join with Aquarius. Moon joining Saturn in Aquarius is an ownership of what's going on at home, a need for the freedom. And honestly, that tells me that there's a potential that we will have a review of what the status is for lockdown. I think that, of course, everyone is wanting to be more free by May, that we're all thinking, okay, the end of April. But because of this huge shift of direction of planets, it's not going to be that cut and dry. It's not going to be we're going to do our time and then we're going to be out in the world and free. I do think this is going to be back and forth over the summer. And because of how the planets are transiting different areas and reviewing the areas that were triggered when the virus started, there will be going back. It's like two steps up and one step back. So having Venus retrograde, Venus's desire, Venus rules the body. It can mean for those who are experiencing the virus in the middle of May that you may have a health shift and it will go better. It'll pull back. You will find more strength to fight it. Venus pulls back her intention and her desire. It means that the markets potentially will also either rebound or we will withdraw money from them. It can be either way. This is the inexact part of the study of astrology. And then Mars enters Pisces overnight on the 13th in the morning. So we've got Venus retrograde also that day as well. It's going to be both of those days. Probably, I would say more so we'll feel it on the 13th. And so just know that there's going to be stress aspects. It's about desire. It's about quarantine. It's about family and ideas and education. It's about hierarchies and the body. I mean, there's so many things in this mix. I've got, of course, Mars is going to be watery, which means that there's going to be more emotion about an aggressive nature of people. Like, Mars doesn't like water energy, so he's going to feel like, I mean, really, Mars in Pisces would be the swimmer. They're going to try and go and swim through liquid, but you don't get as far, you know, as running through regular on land, so on Earth, or, you know, moving forward through the air like a plane would. Underwater, you're going to have resistance. So that's the energy that we're going to be feeling. Jupiter on the 14th retrogrades. So we have in 1 week Saturn retrograde, Venus retrograde, and Jupiter retrograde. And the moon enters Pisces on that day as well. So literally later in the day, moon enters Pisces and joins with Mars. Sun trines Pluto, which can also mean, I mean, I know trine is considered a positive sign, but it can be some tears when those two trine. When anything trines, there can be some friction and adjustment for our better good. And that's the nuance of that, is for our better good. So you can be feeling like taking off from your responsibilities. It can bring situations which require you to leave or convince us of our perspective, that our perspective is accurate. And in the whole week, we're trying to adjust, basically. So it's a giant week of adjustment. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be like we're definitely trying mentally to embrace or understand the situation, all the while getting a little bit of restriction and shift of that means people in your environment can be coming and going. It means that information will be coming your way and information can change. There could be more than one solution. There could be more than one situation. Anyway, it's definitely going to be a week to do readings because people are going to want to know how that's affecting them personally. I want to know how it's affecting me personally. And with that, we are going to take some calls. Okay, 828, how are you?
Hi, Shelley. It's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Long time no talk. How you been?
I'm okay. You?
That's good. You know, I'm hanging in there. Just doing writing and creating and lots of walks and talking with family. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just looking for your chart, and for some reason I'm not able to scroll, so I have to do it a different way. Give me 1 second because I go by area code, and you've got a high number area code, so I've got to scroll way down. Give me a second. Okay, almost there. Let's see. There you are. Okay, I gotcha. Hopefully my computer isn't bugging out on me. It is a little bit. That's strange. Okay, well, we'll just do it a different way. Hang on. Why don't you tell me what your thing is, and I'll worry about my computer in the background, and then maybe I can talk to you about what's going on with you. Since
you
my
birthday?
Okay, no, I've got it. June 13th, 81, is that it?
Yeah, 9:25 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, my computer's on the fritz a little bit. It's probably because I talked about Mercury. Mercury always likes to let me know he's here when I talk about him. That's amazing. Okay, yeah, I'm whacked out. My computer is not letting me select my my astrology program. It's going to, oh, there it is. Okay, great. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, when you're trying to do something live on the air and have things work out well and then they don't, it's a little stressful. Okay, anyway, I'm just going to do it a different way here. Go ahead and tell me what you want to see. What would you like to know?
Well, I'm moving in with my friend. Well, I don't know her that well, and she's a Capricorn, and she has a disabled son who has cerebral palsy, and he's a Scorpio.
Oh.
And
okay.
I'm really not liking the way that already that she treats her son, and and her outer personality is the Queen of Swords and the Five of Swords. And I'm just, how's this situation going to go with her?
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. There, finally. My computer is really on the fritz. I can tell you, Scorpio and Gemini do not particularly get along well. But
well, she's a Capricorn. She's a Capricorn. She has a Gemini moon, and she does have a Gemini moon.
Okay. Well, you'll definitely have conversations and communication. I'll tell you what the difficulty will be in. You both are going to see what your perspective is as the right way. And Capricorn wants to be in charge generally. So if you have anything, I can't look at your chart. I'm sorry, my computer's refusing to go over to my, oh, okay. Just when I said that, it did it. Okay, let me see if I can call this up. When are you going to move in together?
May
beginning
1st.
Of the month? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so Scorpio is home and family. So, yeah, I can see that if he's a Scorpio, you have Moon and Scorpio. You're definitely going to have empathy for the Sun. Capricorn falls where in your chart? In a little bit in friendship. I think that you will have good days and bad days, honestly. And I think if you talk to her, definitely with what I just said about mid-May astrology, having Mercury go into a new sign, and it'll be in Gemini, so that'll be good communications. But the Pisces area is going to be the question mark for you. So there will be a lot of nonverbal stuff going on. And you know, there can be, watch out for passive aggressive behavior, especially with Mars and Pisces. So I would just be cautious that how long do you have to be there, or do you know?
I'm hoping only 6 months and be out of there by winter. And yeah, she is passive aggressive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will tell you definitely the end of the year is going to be kind of the light at the end of the tunnel for all of us, because Saturn will be moving into Aquarius for good. I say that, but of course, when Saturn goes into Aquarius, it's the same energy as we just had Saturn in Aquarius, which is a restrictive energy. But what it's doing is it's really trying to show us our own personal power. So I would say during the time that you're with her, you're going to be working on that side of yourself, okay, of going, okay, this is really frustrating. I can't take it. What is the take home from what you're experiencing? What can you use in that situation to grow so that you are stronger in yourself? Because she's going to challenge you. It is going to be a challenge. I am sorry to say, just the fact that you're being with a friend, I've been there. And being in someone else's house who is used to things going a certain way, and you're the one who's, I mean, kind of like the, I mean, they're maybe doing something to be a good friend, but in practical reality, their routines are upset. And of course, your routine is upset, but because you're the guest, you're going to be the one who has to pretty much suck it up, unfortunately. So I do see that by the end of the year, Saturn moving into Aquarius will give you a shift and a kick to move to a new situation. You have 10 degrees Aquarius on the cusp of your descendant, which means the house of partnership. So I think that there could be a little bit of time into next year where you might end up not quite ready to move out just then. But I would actually ask you to call me a little bit later after you've been there a while, and we could look at it a little bit longer. Hopefully I can get you in a little earlier in the program, okay? And then I can look at what else is going on at the end of the year transit-wise to see, okay?
Okay.
But, my best advice is just try and communicate. There's still going to be some passive aggressiveness, but just talk. And be friends with her son, you know, help her son. How badly is he incapacitated?
He's nonverbal and he can't walk, and he's in diapers.
Oh, that's so sad. How old is he?
7.
Oh, poor little sweetheart.
I guess she's going to be vindictive and jealous, too, of me because I have more freedom.
You do have Moon in Scorpio, so that can reflect. I mean, I have Moon in Scorpio. It can reflect jealousy in your environment. Absolutely. And, it's definitely going to strengthen your center compass if you focus that way. So instead of being swayed by it, you know, you've just got to find your inner peace and center yourself. Are you guys pretty good friends anyway?
No, we don't know each other that well.
Oh, really? So she's more of an acquaintance?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, are you renting a room from her? Oh, okay. Well, I would say you're probably going to be spending more time there when you're at home. Holding up, kind of keeping it away, and just I absolutely have your boundaries and talk to her, okay? Say, you know, tell her if she does something that hurts your feelings, because you have to live in the same space and you have to have it out in the open. So communication is paramount, all right?
And I told her I'm sensitive to chemicals and stuff, and she went out and bought candles from Walmart anyways.
Wow. Well, hopefully the basement will be somewhat sealed off from what she's doing upstairs. You'll share a common area?
Yeah.
Okay. I would bring an air purifier or buy one if you can, and keep it anywhere, like if there's a door to the basement, keep it in that vicinity so that if she does bring candles that you can handle it better. And tell her if it does start getting to be too much to you, please just say, you know, I have asthma or whatever it is you have, and, you know, this is difficult for me. Because I'm sensitive to those too. I get the Bath and Body Works candles, and when they've burned for too long, the chemicals in the air give me a headache. Like up to a migraine. So I feel you. I get it. And, you know, I think with the virus right now, we're all much more aware of the air we breathe and the ability to breathe. You know, it's a very valued thing that we have in this world is being able to breathe. And Gemini rules the lungs. So, communications. I would say... Let's see. I don't know what her moon is. What's her birthday?
Gemini.
And I'm running out of time.
She's got a Gemini moon. Gemini moon.
Okay. She has a Gemini moon. Oh, that's right. You said that. I was thinking she was a Gemini sun. You're a Gemini sun. She's a Gemini moon. So I'll just say this. Gemini can get your feelings hurt a little bit when your words aren't taken to heart. So, like, communications is the paramount thing for a Gemini. So if she's got a moon in Gemini, she's going to be chatty, and, you know, that's good. If she has anything in Cancer, like you have Mercury in Cancer and Venus and Cancer. Cancer tends to run away and lick the wounds and kind of give the silent treatment. So, the you know, if there's a lot of water going on in this, which in May, Mars will be in Pisces and water, there's going to be a lot of nonverbal communication, especially with the Sun who can't talk. So you're going to get to be a master at nonverbal communication. So my advice to you with that, the best way to handle nonverbal communication is to have boundaries. And that means that if you guys aren't getting along, maybe go and take a time out, go for a walk. But ultimately, I would recommend after you've had your feelings hurt and you go away, that you come back and talk, because that's going to be your strength. With both the Moon and the Sun in Gemini, talking is your strength, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Shelley.
You're welcome. I wish you the best. I know how it can be.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, take care. Bye, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the show for this week. And thank you for listening. Thank you for having patience, getting things up and running and proper here. Always trying to do it. But please do stop by the website, angeliczodiac.com. Go to my Instagram, angeliczodiac1. And check out my artwork, shellyoverton.com. And I'll see you next week. Bye. Hi, this is Shelley. Thank you for joining us this week. To contact me for a private reading, go to angeliczodiac.com under the Readings tab. Background music was provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, with additional music by Tracy Coryell at tracyland.com, TRACEYLAND.com. Music provided on show-by-show basis will be credited within the body of the show. For more info on my art, go to shellyoverton.com. That's shelleyoverton.com. Merch and other astrological art can be found at astroart.net. To purchase my ebook, Learn Astrology, you can find it at angeliczodiac.com, including discounts. Be sure to check back next week and subscribe through iTunes at Astro Energy Astrology Show.